is the solution for the third fishes and blah blah and all of that, right? But he brings it here to insist on what I was talking about. Just being sorry about an opportunity is not good. Something could go wrong when? Every single moment. Where? Everywhere. And if it will go wrong, so what? We sit down and we cry and we die? No. We will do something else, something else. Giving up is no good. This is what the message is all about. Yes.
It is wrong to regret the past. What is gone will not come back. So remember, it's of no avail. The story of the captive bird which gave the injunctions, do not feel sorrow for what is past. Think about taking precaution for the present and do not spend time in repenting.
Remember, you will come back to this in a couple of pages and again, because this is something that it starts from here to constantly tell you that sitting down and saying oops, sorry is an excuse. Nobody could promise you that everything goes perfectly, because this is not the universe of perfection. It's more than that. All the opposite are working with each other, and something is good here, something is not good here. This is what I was talking about in. At the same time, okay, we are talking about the solutions. But the major point here for you to understand is that nothing is perfect, nothing needs to be perfect. This is the path that we are going to, and we will change in this path. Yes.
A certain man caught a bird by guile and trap. The bird said to him, O noble sire, thou hast eaten many oxen and sheep, thou hast sacrificed many camels. Thou hast never in the world been sated by them, neither wilt thou be sated by my limbs. Let me go, that I may bestow on thee three counsels, that thou mayest perceive whether I am wise or foolish. The first of these counsels on thy hand, the second of them on thy plastered roof, and the third counsel I will give thee on a tree. For thou wilt become fortunate through these three counsels. That saying which is on thy hand is this: do not believe an absurdity from anyone.
Okay, this is the first advice. Isn't it a good one? The simple little verse, the absurd stuff, the unbelievable stuff, don't believe it. Your greed will push you to accept everything. That's what you should stop, because you hear a lot of stuff which are nonsense. Should you believe in them? Yeah.
When it had uttered the first grave counsel on his palm, it became free and went on the wall and said, the second is, do not grieve over past. When it has passed from thee, do not feel regret for it. After that, it said to him, in my body is concealed a solitary pearl, 10 dirhams in weight. By thy soul's truce, that jewel was thy fortune and the luck of thy children. Thou hast missed the pearl, for it was not thy appointed lot, a pearl the like of which is not in existence. Even as a woman big with child keeps wailing at the time of parturition, so the Hajja began to cry out clamorously.
You hear the reaction. Okay, the first advice was a simple one. Don't accept the very exaggerated stuff. The second one was, don't cry for the past. Okay? There is no third stuff or what. At the same time, I told him, you silly you, there is this 10 gram diamond in my mouth that you could have been reading. You lost it because it was not your good luck stuff. It didn't happen to you that way. Yes?
The bird said to him, "Did not I admonish thee, saying, let there be no grief in thee for what has passed yesterday? Since it is past and gone, why art thou grieving? Either thou didst not understand my counsel, or thou art deaf. And the second counsel I gave thee, do not from misguidedness put any belief in an absurd statement. O lion, I myself do not weigh 10 dirhams. How should the weight of 10 dirhams be within me?" The Hodja came back to himself and said, "Hark, disclose the third excellent counsel." "Yes," said the bird, "thou hast made good use of those, that I should tell the third counsel in vain. To give counsel to a sleepy ignoramus is to scatter seed in nitrous soil. The rent of folly and ignorance does not admit of being patched up. Do not give the seed of wisdom to him, O counselor."
Yeah. You cannot consult the stupid people. Don't even try, because they don't get it. Let me tell you, stupidity is not curable just like that. Stupidity is what? This is a good question. Think about it. What is stupidity? Stupidity, yes, when you exaggerate, you talk about the different animals, and you call all the animals stupid, right? But what is stupidity? Doesn't it belong to all animals, we included? We have that stupidity. Because what is stupidity? You tell me, what is stupidity? Stupidity is not something. It's the absence of something. That cleverness, enlightenment in the real grown-up good human being, that quality we talk, absence of that is stupidity. Shortcoming is stupidity. Not paying attention and all that. This is the complicated stuff of stupidity. So, tonight we hear about what? Step by step, understanding this stupidity. Really. The stupidity starts from first, not understanding that everything has a very special place. There are single moments and you cannot rub them all together. And when we are talking about these qualities of enlightened people, we are not talking about something which is touchable and visible by everyone outside. This is a very complicated stuff, because these people, they don't have the show off. They don't do stupid stuff. There are even times that they try to hide. Because at the end of the day, these two extremes exist. Stupidity and knowledge. In both extremes, they are there. But not that way, really. Because that will make it black or white. No, there is something in between. Let's talk about that. There is a wise fellow, there is a medium one, and there is a stupid one. There is something in the center. That middle stuff, that's what we should look for. We don't go for the masterpiece to begin. We go to follow up the master. So he said, we should understand. We should understand even in the situations. You cannot always advise other people, because not only they don't let you do that, they bring in the philosophical complexion and blah, 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 and they try to stop you from doing what you're doing. So you have to do the good stuff, and that good stuff is not something explainable outside, like homeland that you're talking about. I'm talking about another homeland which is not physical homeland. That's the space we are looking for. And the rest we will see next time, inshallah. پرتو مستی بی حد نبی چون به زد هم مست خوش گشت قبی لاجرم بسیار بو شد از نشاط مست لب بگذاش آمد در خباد نه همه جا بی خودی شر می کند بی ادب را می چنانتر می کند گر بود عاقل نکوفر می شود ور بود بدخوی بدتر می شود لیک اغلب چون بدند و ناپسند بر همه میلا محرم کرد حکم اغلب راست چون قالب بدند تیغ را از دست رهزن بستودند گفت پیغمبر که ای ظاهر نگر تو مبین او را جوان و بیهنر ای بسا ریش سیاه و مرد پیر ای بسا ریش سپید و دل چپیر عقل او را آزمودم بارها کرد پیری آن جوان در کارها پیر پیر عقل باشد ای پسر نه سپیدی موی اندر ریش و سر از بلیس و پیرتر خود کی بود چون که عقلش نیز او لاشه بود طفل گیرش چون بود عیسی نفس پاک باشد از غرور و از هوس آن سپیدی مو دلیل پختگی است پیش چشم بسته کش کوته تگی است آن مقلد چون نداند جز دلیل در علامت جوید و دائم سبیل بر او گفتیم که تدبیر را چون که خواهی کرد بگزیم پیر را آنکه او از پرده تقلید جست او به نور حق ببیند آنچه هست نور پاکش بی دلیل و بی بیان پوست بشکافت درآید در میان پیش ظاهر بین چه قلب و چه سره او چه داند چیز اندر قوسره ای بشا زر سیاه کرده به دود تا رهد از دست هر دزده حسود ای بسا مثل زرندوده به زر تا فروشت آن به عقل مختصر ما که باطن بین جمله کشوریم دل ببینیم به ظاهر ننگریم قاضیانی که به ظاهر میتنند حکم بر اشکال ظاهر میکنند چون شهادت گفت و ایمانی نمود حکم او مؤمن میکنند این قوم زود بس منافق کندر این ظاهر گریخ خون صد مؤمن به پنهانی بریخ جهد کن تا پیر عقل و دین شدی تا چو عقل کل تو باطن بین شدی از عدم چون عقل زیبا و گشاد خلعتش داد و هزارش نام داد کمترین زن نام های خوش نفس این که نبود هیچ او محتاج کس گر به صورت وانماید عقل رو تیره باشد روز پیش نور او ور مثال احمقی پیدا شود ظلمت شب پیش او روشن بود کوز شب مظلمتر و تاریتر است لیک خفاش شقی ظلمت خمش اندک اندک خوی کن با نور روز ورنه خفاشی بمانی بی فروز عاشق هر جا شکار مشکلی است دشمن هر جا چراغ مقبلی است ظلمت اشکال زان جوید دلش تا که افزونتر نماید حاصلش تا تو را مشغول آن مشکل کنند و از نهاد زشت خود غافل عاقل آن باشد که او با مشعله است او دلیل و پیشوای غافل است پیرو نور خود است آن پیش رو تابع خیش است آن بی خیش رو مؤمن خیش است و ایمان آورید هم بدان نوری که جانش زود چرید دیگری که نیم عاقل آمد او عاقلی را دیده خود داند او دست در ویزد چو کورم در دلیل تا به دو بینا شد و چست و جلیل وان خری که از عقل جو سنگی نداشت خود نمودش عقل و عاقل را گذاشت ره نداند نه کثیر و نه قلیل ننگش آید آمدن خلف دلیل می رود اندر بیابان دراز گاه لنگان آیس و گاهی به تاز شم نه تا پیشوای خود کند نیم شم این نه که نوری کت کند نیست عقلش تا دم زنده زند نیم عقلی نه که خود مرده کند مرده آن عاقل آید او تمام تا براید از نشان